Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
There's two reasons why you're listening to this today. One, you know me and support me. Two, you're a nosy old shy. Either way, I'm happy to have you. You're listening to episode 8 of the Unedit podcast.
Do you think you could handle it? Do you think you could? Do you think you could handle it? Do you think you could?
Today's topic is accountability and being accountable for yourself. This is something that I do. I think I could improve on it a little bit, so I thought I would call in the experts. So welcome back again, the chapter coach, Michael Stafford.
Thank you, Jess. Lovely to be back. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for being here, especially in this 29 degree.
I know, it's fucking sweating.
We are melting. However, I committed to doing this podcast.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I'm being accountable for it and making sure that I check that off. So could you just explain to everybody what being accountable actually means?
Well, look, there's loads of definitions, but I'm trying to simplify it for the listeners. Accountability is being responsible for one's own actions, whether it's actions for what you're going to commit to for yourself or to other people.
Yeah.
And that's it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
And follow through.
I also read, what was it again, that it's also not being a victim of your circumstances.
Correct.
So
when you think of being a victim for your circumstances, it's about having known your limits, but also saying to yourself, I'm not going to let what has either happened to me or the environment that I'm in affect me being accountable.
Yeah.
So you have to factor it in.
Yeah. Or it could even be simple things like, say, for example, I want to be like ripped at the moment. I want to be in the best shape of my life possible. However, I'm not doing the eating. So I'm going to the class. I'm not doing the eating. But there's two ways that you could go about that. You could be hard on yourself and being, I'm never going to get there. Or you could actually accept responsibility, be accountable for my actions and go, actually, you know what you need to do. If you just be honest with yourself, you will get there if you do the right things.
100%. And the other thing as well, most people forget this with accountability. It's like responsibility sounds so heavy.
Mm.
People are like, oh, I have to do this. You've got to change your language around how you talk to yourself and say, I'm going to have some fun doing this.
Yeah.
You know, so what's the goal of being ripped? Why do you want to be ripped and how are you going to get there? And enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
Because that's when we fall down. We're like, oh, fuck, I'm not doing
when
that.
When it seems like a chore or a job. Yeah.
So change and say, instead of saying I have to, I'm choosing to do this because.
Yeah. And that's something I've only recently started to do in that area. You know, I'm going because I'll feel great afterwards.
Exactly. It's much more powerful in that regards because you're telling your brain that you love it, that you enjoy it. So the brain won't go, oh, give yourself a break. Have that bar of chocolate.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But you have to reward yourself as well.
Yeah, well, you would fall down, wouldn't you, if you don't?
100% be like a chore at that time.
But accountability, like, it's with every single aspect of your life. So I'm just talking and giving an example there of something that's personal to me. So accountability, like, in your whole life, like if you break down your whole life and all the different aspects of your individual life, like say, for example, with me, I would break down me me sociable life, me work life, me own health and fitness, my relationship, all of those things, and everything you can break down separately and look at each of those and figure out, are you being accountable and are you giving your most effort, really? That's what it is, isn't it? It's like a checklist of, am I doing what I can do? Am I doing my best?
Yeah. And again, going back to say, we would have spoke about this before and the whole boundaries thing, knowing your limits as well, because the very things that you try to achieve, if you're overcommitting and putting yourself up with obstacles, when you fall down, are you going to set yourself a task that you're not going to be able to do?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But when you break down each area of your, like, say, your life, and even rate it 1 to 10 on how you're actually doing.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's about going, could I give that a 5? Or do I not have the energy now to go from 5 to 6 on that?
Yeah. And knowing that's okay.
100%. Yeah. As I said before, it's about having fun and trusting the process. Yeah. Life is heavy at the moment. So get out there and say to yourself, why am I doing what I want to do? Why am I being accountable to myself? Because at the end of the day, we can set up like accountability buddies, which are great ways of getting things done. You know, like going to the gym, and I'd say to you, I'll pick you up at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
6 o'clock the morning, the next day comes and you're lying in the bed and you're going, I don't want to go. But I'm going because I'm accountable to somebody else as well.
Yeah.
We like to have that kind of accountability with other people.
And now when you need that, I think I did that with you a couple of weeks ago. We were out on a cycle and I was like, Michael, I just can't seem to get back into the groove of exercise. And will you join up with me for a couple of weeks and we'll just go for it? And then at least knowing you're outside in the car is giving me the motivation to go, because I couldn't find the motivation purely for myself at that time. So I seeked out a support system to get me through it.
100%.
Forward a couple of weeks later, off I go to a new gym, making new friends, enjoying me life, enjoying me new dynamic.
And I'm glad you're saying enjoying, because you are enjoying it.
Yeah.
And then the knock-on effect that has in other areas of your life then, because we spoke about this, we know if you're going to be responsible for your actions, you're going to get up, you're going to do things, and that snowballs into other areas of your life as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And then I think as well, honesty is the biggest thing with accountability. Like, you have to be completely honest with yourself. But there's all meant, like, when you're taking a moment to actually listen to yourself, there's a difference between listening to yourself and listening to your true self. Usually the first voice that speaks to you is not your true self. You need to question that and go, actually, is that really what I want? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, we say that about, like, your kind of ego, or ego is there to protect you. It's there to say, don't do that, you're doing great. Like the whole Jiminy Cricket thing on fucking Pinocchio. You know, it's like he was his conscience, and he's like, he would question certain things. But you ask yourself, is this thought that I'm having true? And then you ask yourself the same question again. And you really dig deep and sit with yourself and go, why am I feeling this way? Why do I not want to do it? And go there. Because those answers that you're getting are going to explore the resistance. And then you'll be able to go, right, why don't I want to do that? Right, because I'm tired. Right, why am I tired? Because I might be overcommitted the day before.
Yeah.
What do I need to change now to move forward?
Yeah. And it also brings to light your actual capabilities. And you get a bit more confident in yourself if you just listen and sit with yourself.
Yeah. And sitting with yourself, and what was the other thing we were
saying?
Having fun with yourself. Yeah. But it is it.
Do you know what? That's another thing. I know you were borderline going on a bit of road talk there, but you know what? Another thing I wanted to talk about, and I would get a slap around the ear for this if me nanny heard me, but intimacy. You need to be accountable for your relationships and the amount of time that you spend together, not just in your romantic relationship, but even in your friendships. Like, you also need to be accountable for your presence and your efforts with those relationships, or else they're just not going to work. They're not going to flow unless you're making time for them.
It's like, imagine a circle, and there's all the different, like a pie, for example, and there's all the different sections of it. Some things will have certain focus at one stage, like in the day, and other things will have, but you have to go back to all of them because it's your whole life.
Yeah.
So having relationships with friends, relationships with your loved ones, and like with your partner, your husband, your wife, they're so important to say, if I'm focusing on all of this in my life and everything's going well, checking in and saying to the other person, how are you feeling now that I'm doing this? Because they may be supporting you, but they could also, if they're really honest with themselves, be going, I'm actually missing you.
Yeah.
So having those date nights locked in And yeah. even when you might say to yourself, God, it's 29 degrees. Now, when I booked this, for example, I didn't want to, didn't know it was going to be like this. But saying, this is important.
Well, come here, I'm going to date night tonight. And I'm not being, if I'm being honest with you, I've had a whole day of doing a million and one things. I'm sitting here now doing this podcast with you because I'm being accountable for what I committed. And then I have to go to work for a couple of hours and I have to rush out on this date night feeling a bit sweaty and mucky. I'm not going to lie. Not the glam idea I had of myself when I originally booked this date. But my husband jumped out of a plane today. Yeah, we have to toast it.
Yeah, and you have to talk about it because that's an achievement for him.
We do, and make a bit of time for each other or else it all becomes walk, 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 which can get a little bit lost along the way. So I think I was looking at it a couple of weeks ago and I was like, right, let me break down all these different sections of my life and see, am I actually giving as much effort? So in my head, I was like, right, just rate them out of 100 and see how much of a percentage are you actually giving all of the things that you most want?
Yeah.
So at the moment, I want to be fitter. I want to be leaner. My relationships are all in a great place. So I want to keep that going and stay consistent with everything and up the ante work wise. So I broke it all down. But I also had to make myself aware as well that they're not all of them can be at 100% at one go.
100%. And you said the word there earlier on, consistency.
Mm.
It's going back to all of them every now and again and giving just a little bit more and going, okay, could I give 5% more on that? Yeah. I'm feeling tired, but could I get up and do an extra hour that's going to benefit me in the long run? You know, like I have, say, would have spoke to you before about boundaries and say on a Sunday that you're not checking in on your laptop or anything. But sometimes I would check in on a Sunday because I'd go, if I set myself up for success on Monday, then I might be able to meet you for a coffee and have that time to go. That's where I can give time to that as well. So it's all about like juggling all those balls. And just like that.
And just like that. He drops it again. The tone, not the ball.
Oh God. Oh,
I wouldn't mind when he started talking about pie earlier on here. Was he had me on? I'm talking about trying to be lean. He's talking about pies.
Well, let's just say a healthy pie, right? Is there such a thing?
I haven't a clue.
You wouldn't be eating them.
It wouldn't be nice.
No, I wouldn't say
no, so. No, I have cauliflower in my head. I'd say it's rotten.
Oh, God, yeah. No, God, I wouldn't be into that.
No.
So when you think as well, you were asking me earlier on about like different examples of accountability. I find that accountability, like it is responsibility. But when you said earlier on about being true to yourself, it's like, why do you want what you're going for? What's the whole value in what you're putting towards this? Like, is it that the growth of your business? Is it that you want to make more effort with your friends and family? Is it that you want to eat well? Is it, and if it is all of them things, then all of them things need focus sometimes every day.
Yeah, absolutely, every day.
And then other days you're like, I can't do any of that because your energy is down. We talk about it, me and JR, in terms of like our battery level.
His husband.
Who never listens to this, by the way, so we can say what we like. But when you think of like your, we say your battery, like your energy, so he'd say, oh, I'm wrecked, I'm about to finish like a shift and work and all, and I'm like, well, Fergus has to be walked. Well, you were at home all day, and I'm like, yeah, be careful there, at home all day working. But I'd say I don't actually have the energy, or I might say I'm at 10% now, and he'd say I'm at 20. And the trick is, I always say to him, Force, what percentage are you at? So when he says 20, I always go a little bit lower. Of
course you do.
Yeah, of course you do. And then I say, well, you have to walk, Fergus. But just those little things as well, where you're responsible to another person.
Yeah.
That you have to get up and get on with it as well.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Well, I know more than, well, like most people that have a child or even a dog, you know, you're responsible to them. They need their walks, they need to be fed, they need the best version of you. So you have to just get on with it.
And they give themselves, they give back to you their best version.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's worth it. You know, when the kid destroys, say, the sofa with like cream or the dog fucking shits in the kitchen and then they're looking up at you and you're like, I can't give out to you.
I know.
You know? So there's loads of, but I always like being accountability.
But it's more like, even though when you're responsible to another person, whether it be a family member you might take care of, a child, a dog, whatever it is, when you're responsible for somebody else other than yourself, that's more of a reason to even be accountable for yourself and what you need for your life. Like, whatever it may be, exercising, a walk, meeting a friend for a coffee, reading a book that you've always wanted to do. Like, the simplest things, like, if that is something that you want to do for you, like, even jot it down somewhere and go, do you know what, this is my little priority for myself this week, and that's something that I'd like to achieve. Like, set a little goal for yourself.
Yeah, 100% as well. And you can actually do this thing where you can write down certain things, like get it out of your head and write it down, say, on a note of paper or in a notepad, and then come back to it. But don't just jump into it and go, I'm going to do that now. Go, why do I want to do that?
Yeah.
Build in the why all the time. Because once you have your why, your what and your how comes after that.
Absolutely.
You know, once driven from, say, a place of love or a place of, you know, health or heart or whatever, that drives you so much more.
Yeah.
And get yourself an accountability buddy, because they're the best. Because we don't want to let other people down.
Yeah.
But even like, I don't want to say another WhatsApp group because I'm sick of them. But at the same time, you need to be saying to yourself, right, What's the purpose of this group?
Yeah.
How are we going to support each other?
Yeah.
Remember the last group you said set up? It was like good news only.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a great way of framing, because it kind of stopped you from putting...
Well, I didn't want any general gossip or shy in it. Yeah, I just wanted to be like, groups. If anybody has anything great, like, you know, or wants a little pep talk or a rewarding for something that they've done.
It's actually gone quite quiet this week. We must step into that.
We're not very accountable
to that.
I'll put in Jonathan's news. He jumped out of a plane today, which is deadly. How deadly is that?
Deadly. And I've done it myself before. I said it to him. How did you? Yeah, I've done it years ago.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Did you know?
I'm surprised you haven't mentioned that.
Well, yeah. I probably have mentioned this to lots of other people.
Yeah.
Maybe you were zoned out.
Maybe. I do that bit.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's great. I wouldn't do it again.
Would you?
I've done it for charity, for like, Tig's Foundation or something. The guy that, part of Lily's kind of group that she was in as well. And went down and jumped out of the plane and was like 13,000 feet, afraid of heights, washing machine. Absolutely horrendous, but so quiet.
Right.
Couldn't believe how quiet it was when you're actually coming down. It was just like that quietness where I was like, is this how it always is?
Why did you do it? Like, other than doing it for the charity and for
your
niece?
It was a fear thing. It was like, I want to try and do something that I'm like, approaching my kind of fear of heights. Because like, I still kind of do have such a fear of heights. Like, I was in Paris before with JR and went up in the Eiffel Tower and I couldn't go up past the first floor.
Right.
Like, and he was like, come on, we have to go all the way up. And I'm like, no fucking way am I going up
I'm
there.
I'm afraid of heights as well, you know. I don't know whether it's being smaller that everything else seems even
bigger. Now, I'm 5'6", Jess. Like, it's not a fucking stepladder I'm coming off.
I'm telling you, I'd be a bit crazy on a stepladder and I'm 5'1".
I'm taller.
But even like years ago when I used to live in the flats, there was two balconies. So there was like the first balcony and the second balcony. And I would still like be petrified like going up there.
Yeah. And you know what's weird? Why do they call them flats? There's nothing flat about them.
I don't know.
They're very feckin' high.
Yeah. And they're very vibrant for sure.
But the mad thing as well about the whole like why I was accountable to that skydive, because I had collected money for charity and people were sponsoring me.
Yeah.
So even when I got there, I wanted to back out.
Yeah.
But it was being recorded and all. And I was like, I can't believe this is being recorded, you know? Oh my God.
Oh my God, I can imagine.
And I was like, because I was saying to myself, who could I actually pay to go up there and do it for me, you know? And my mom and dad were like, oh, you are great. We were waving at you. Did you see us? I can't even see, like, from that height, you know?
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they were waving at someone else.
That's
though,
like
Jess.
When the nanny say, like, I'll be waving at you from the plane.
Yeah, waving at you from the plane. Yeah. My nanny used to say, will you run around the shop? And I'd say, oh, God, it's very far. And she'd say, I'll count you. And you come back from the shop and she'd be going, 11, 12, 13. Accountability, like, it's ability.
Right.
Manage your ability to be able to get it done. Do you know what I mean? So sustain yourself, fuel yourself, and use words like fuel, like enjoy.
Yeah.
What's in it for me? What's in it for us? Why am I doing this?
Yeah. Sure, like, even when you were breaking down accountability earlier on and you were saying about the what and the why and understanding why, like even making a list of why you're doing it. So that allows you to see all the positives that you're going to get from doing that task. But it's another way of is really just changing your language there, aren't you? Because you could say a pro and con list. But that sounds a lot more negative than, you
and
know,
even
a
when
what
you say
and
positive and negative as well, like I say helpful and unhelpful.
Yeah.
Because it does just change up the language just a little bit. Yeah. Because all the time, you see, you have to remember your brain, this is a little bit on neuroscience, your brain is trying to protect you from something that could cause you harm. So if it's saying to yourself, if you're trying to push yourself out of your comfort zone, your brain is going to go, oh, what's this? This is new. Stay where you are.
Yeah.
So you have to have this thing called a bit of safety and then a bit of stretch.
Right.
So that you're in, say, a little bit of your comfort zone going, well, I know I can do this because I have done A, B, C and D. And those skills that I've used before in that are transferable into this project, for example.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it is about saying, I always say break things down. Break it down so that you can say it's manageable. Like if you were to say, I want to eat an elephant, you go, where do I start? But if you break it down into, I'm going to start with this.
Oh, jeez.
This, you know? Sorry for all the vegans and vegetarians out there. And I've never had an elephant either.
Yeah, but you did farm your own goat, was it?
No, I met a goat.
No, when you went to... We have to prove...
Oh, no, I ate a goat. I picked a goat to eat.
Yeah, you picked him out. Yeah.
Billy.
Oh, bless him. Oh, anyway, listen. But that's very interesting, actually, because it's talking about having a little word with yourself and breaking it down. And the other day I went in, yesterday actually, I went in for a bit of brunch on my own. I was having the morning to myself. I had a few little errands to run. I went to the gym and I had about 40 minutes before I had to collect Sammy. So I was like, right, well, I feel it there in the fridge or whatever. I'll just grab a coffee. I'll head home and I'll make myself something to eat. However, I would have been putting myself under a bit of pressure. Sun was shining, a bit all over the place, so I really want to go back, cook, do all this. Or could I just sit here on my own, take a moment to myself and have someone else serve me food and just enjoy that minute? But eating on my own wasn't something that I've always done. Never, always needed to have somebody with me, wouldn't go out to eat on my own. And even though I'm in a much more like mature and comfortable, confident state now, I still had to have a little word with myself before I sat down. I had to kind of go, okay, well, how could eating here on my own benefit me today?
Yeah.
I actually had to say that to myself. So I put up a little thing on Instagram to see, like, does everybody have an issue with this or what's the crack? And I put it up, like, does people eat alone or do they not or whatever? Majority of people that eat alone are of, like, my age group and older. Some people, and it, I could notice the difference. I could notice the different type between the yes and the no's, you know, as in like people maybe need a bit of a minute to themselves.
100%. Like, and if you think about it as well, what's new to you in that situation as well is that it's not something that we usually do.
Yeah.
But it is enjoyable.
Yeah.
Like sitting with yourself and actually like exploring your own thoughts and having like, just a moment to yourself to recharge, to go, okay, I'm choosing this because what's it going to give me? Do you know what I mean?
And the simplest thing was, it just took so much pressure out of me morning.
Yeah.
Got to sit there and enjoy me lunch. Somebody else done it for me, you know, it was great.
Yeah. Oh, but you are known for spoiling yourself. I was free yesterday, by the way.
But then one of my friends, actually, interestingly enough, he wrote to me and said that like he would still have to have like a good chat with himself before we did that. Like he would definitely go and eat on his own now, but he would definitely have to give himself a pep talk beforehand.
Well, once he does it before he goes in and doesn't sit there having the conversation with himself in the restaurant, they'd be like, watch your
what
man
the
like.
Hell? I know, yeah.
But there is certain things as well. Like I wouldn't go into like, remember years ago, where me and JR first start dating, and I'd say, go in and I'll come into you. Mm. And he'd say, no, if you get there first, I never got there first though.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't go in and sit in certain places on my own waiting for somebody.
Yeah. I've got friends like that as well. They always wait until like the rest arrives before they...
Before they'd walk in.
Yeah.
And I remember years ago as well, when I was in college, I wanted to go see this movie, Pokemon. Don't laugh. But no one would come with me because like I was 22.
Can you blame them?
So I brought a notepad and pen and pretended in the cinema that I was doing a report on the movie, just so what it looked like.
Oh, so sad.
Isn't it just?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's
but
so
I wouldn't
sad.
Do that now.
But
I just go in.
I actually put that up only today. And I was like, okay, so a lot of you would eat alone, but would you go to cinema? You know, like, because there's certain things people would do alone and there's certain things that people just wouldn't. So I remember Jonathan a few years asking me to go to this film. Like, I didn't want to go. And I was like, no, definitely not. And he was like, right, okay, I'm going to go on my own. I'm going to go and watch it. And I was like, what? You're going to go on your own? I always feel real sorry for them people.
But you do, you're judging. You're judging, and you don't know the circumstances of that person. They might be like, I'm dying to see this movie. I was going to go, but my partner, for example, has to mind the children.
Yeah.
I still want to go. And they're there and they're enjoying themselves.
Why not?
Yeah.
But I think when you're younger, especially, you kind of...
You're thinking they got stood up.
I know.
You're going scarlet for them.
I used to think that. I'd be thinking that they had no one. You know, like, I'd be like... Like, I used to get so emotional about it if I was in the cinema and I'd see people. I'd be like, oh my God, they have no one in the world. That's not the case.
It's probably not the case at all.
Just has too much and needs a bleeding breather.
I spend more time watching them than the movie going, I wonder when that person's going to come in. God. But there is certain places. Where else would you not go on your own? Would you go away on your own?
Oh, so I was thinking about this today because I was driving down the road and I was, because Dominique, she started to go travelling on her own. And I don't know. I think I'd get a little bit lonely. Like, maybe if I was going somewhere and I was meeting someone as a part of the trip or something like that, maybe. But I used to be, like, terrified of everything, really aware of, like, the dangers in the world and all that sort of stuff. And I still very much like that. So I don't know how open I'd actually be to new people if I went somewhere foreign. I think it's kind of being a woman as well makes me more nervy. Like, I'm very nervous getting taxis and random stuff. And
taking the numbers down at the taxi man and texting them to people.
And then this, like, John says to me, oh, there's a new app out, you know, like, you can actually check your driver to make sure that the actual driver and owner of the car. And I was like, by the time you get a taxi these days in Dublin, then check your driver.
Yeah.
Do all of this stuff is absolutely ridiculous.
Like, no, I'd rather stay in.
I swear to God, yeah. I don't know whether I would yet, but I'm definitely opening up to the idea. Yeah, you?
Yeah, I think I would. I'm talking about wanting to do the Camino tour in Portugal next year. It's a walking tour, but there's people that are going that are, like, it's a tour that's being set up, say, by another person. Mm. So I'm going on my own, but there will be other people
but
there.
Part of a collective group. Yeah, like the idea of that.
Yeah, that's what I think I do, because there'll be times where you could just go off walking on your own.
Yeah, and also you get to meet new friends and new people, which is always a positive.
Always a positive for them.
Yeah. I'm not even going to argue with you.
Oh, God, so funny.
I'm actually loving meeting new people. This new gym I'm after joining, the people are great. It's one of the things I enjoy about it, but such variety of people.
Don't tell anyone about it. Let it be your little space
now. I know.
Because you'll have people that'll be like, oh, I'll go with you. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, that's my space.
Or they'll
that's
just
my
start
space.
Joining, yeah. When I get ripped, I'm posting no photos. No promotion has gone down.
That's a lie.
I know, yeah.
That's a lie.
Watch this space.
The other thing as well, say, when you talk about, just to get back to kind of the subject of accountability, there's one thing that I kind of would have struggled with accountability, and it's coming back to the honesty with myself as to why I want to do this,
right.
You know? So I would say to myself, like, this is, say, years ago, for example, I'm going out, but I'm coming home. The intention of going out and then, like, coming home and saying, like, I'm not going to stay out for long. And then you'd end up staying out for long and so on. So, but realistically, if I look back on that, I was lying to myself and saying, I know I'm not going to, because no one else is going to.
Yeah.
But it's been a big shift in that then as well, in terms of what it is that I want to do with my life. And is the activities that I'm going to do serving me?
100%.
Or not serving me? Mm. And if they're not serving me, I still go, okay, could I choose to do that, but maybe do it in an hour or 2 hours?
Yeah.
So still see my friends, but say I'm not going to, like, go mad or...
Exactly, stay out all night or go to parties.
Go to parties, right? And then what I found really helpful is vocalising that to your friends.
Yeah.
And saying, I'm going out, but I'm not staying out, and here are the reasons why.
Mm.
And I'd appreciate if I decide when I'm going to go home that you don't say, I stay out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then I'll stay.
Well, that sober night out that I had a couple of weeks ago, I didn't tell anybody that I was going to be sober, apart from the one that is always sober. And I didn't tell anybody about it because I was like, I don't want to change the air. You know, if everyone's looking out for a boozy night out and they're all looking forward to having a ball, I don't want to be like, I'm not drinking and take the buzz out of it for them. So I didn't say anything. But what I was so surprised about was when I arrived and I was driving or whatever, that was completely like, they were like, it's no big deal. Like, whether you're, you know, like, because I think the whole, there's a shift with everybody at the minute as well. Like, people are wanting to do different things as well, especially the people I'm around. Yeah. So,
and you see, you keep yourself around that support system as well, and it helps you to stay on track.
Yeah. And but like, that's a big thing. You touched on that a little bit about what were you feeding yourself. And that was one of the things that I really wanted to touch on with this podcast, was about being accountable. Like, I never want anybody, or I never do myself, want to be hard on themselves at all about whatever you're after participating in or whatever you've done. But allow yourself to be completely honest with yourself, like, and know what's good for you and know what's the right amount for you.
Yeah.
Like, say for example, like, you know, say like even you like a glass of wine after work or whatever, and you're quite happy with that glass of wine. And then it tends to like evolve and it turns into a bottle of wine or whatever. Like, really kind of being completely honest with yourself and going, right, well, how do I feel after I'm after having that? Am I capable and able to do everything to the best of the ability that I actually want to do?
Yeah.
And then ask yourself whether it's too much for you.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, so it could be anything, food, drink, drugs, whatever. Yeah. Like, just assessing the actual situation and going, right, here's all the things that I want to do with my life. Are you a spiraling effect, and are you being a block on what I want to achieve?
Yeah, and I would even go back a bit first and say, instead of saying, are you blocking the things that I'm trying to do, what's driving the behaviour to have the second glass of wine?
Because
there's knowledge in going, why am I wanting it?
Yeah.
And then you're really getting into the depths of why you're being true to yourself. Yeah.
Now, it could be just a simple thing of like responsibility, just responsibility being too heavy. So, yeah, you want more for your life and you want to do a little bit more. But the whole thought of having another responsibility, like if you haven't mastered the art of changing the language with accountability, like if you're like, oh, I'm going to have to commit myself to this week in the gym or whatever. I keep saying gym, but you know what I mean? Because it's one of the toughest things to get going with, isn't it?
Yeah.
But say, for example, you're like going, I'm going to have to commit myself, and you're escaping from the responsibility. It doesn't have to be, it might not be a deep kind of like, you know, trauma or anything like that. It could be just the fact that we're just dodging a bit of responsibility as well.
Or it could be that you just need that little bit of escape. But then you have to say to yourself, how can I get this feeling of escape from other helpful things instead of going drink the drink, for example. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we have to start celebrating people's desire to want to be sober and still have fun.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing it moving away from it. Even with the younger generation, they're not drinking.
Mm.
You know, or they, it's just not in them. Whereas when we were younger growing up, it was all about going out and getting drunk at the weekend.
Yeah.
That's what it was all about. That's what we done. Do you know what I mean? But we didn't have the awareness.
Yeah. Or like even smoking. I remember I couldn't inhale. And like, I had to practice with my friends for about a week straight to learn how to inhale a cigarette.
Yeah.
It's really disgusting, isn't
it? I know, yeah. But see, you were being very accountable to your friends because you weren't making a show of them by being able to smoke properly.
Well, they wouldn't give me a drag off because I couldn't inhale it properly.
So I had a friend, Louise, it's who used to smoke holding a twig around the butt so it wouldn't smell her fingers.
No way.
Yeah. That's fucking... Like,
that's genius.
Genius.
But determination.
Determination. And sometimes we have to remember, like, the determination that we put into certain tasks or certain things that we want to do with our life. Sometimes the easy ones are the ones that actually can be the most harmful.
Yeah.
You know, that, say, having the drink, sitting there binging on Netflix, right? Or just saying, right, I'm going to have, say, another curry because I'm too lazy to cook.
Yeah.
They're all the things that, like, it's like, okay, so you can have them.
Yeah.
But let them be your reward rather than your regular.
Yeah, yeah. And binging, like, even the simple thing like binging on Netflix, or if you get hooked on a series, like, I always want to swap out reading for watching telly, but telly has always been a bit of an escapism thing since I'm small. You know, if things were even like a little bit tough for me or whatever, I just get sucked into the television.
Yeah.
I really, really would. And I still tend to do it. It's like me a little bit of downtime where I just kind of switch off. But now I'm like, oh yeah, I'm not using my time effectively enough, and I would much prefer to be maybe reading this book or listening to this podcast or whatever. But there's times, like a couple of times a week, where I'm like, oh, I really battle with whether I watch another programme or not.
Yeah, you know, but I get that as well.
But I want to go to bed. I'm knackered.
Yeah.
Like, I'm drifting off to sleep, but I'm still pressing play on the next episode.
No, I know. And that's when you get into that robot mode of it. Your body is just kind of going on with the way it has been because it's kind of comfortable. Mm. And it's like, that's why you say, get up, like, move, and then your thoughts will change.
Yeah.
But, like, when you talk about, say, even... like, I loved reading, and I'm saying the word loved because I've hundreds of books at home and I've read them all loads of times, right? But what I have found lately is I've gone mad into audiobooks because I can press play and go on my walk.
Yeah.
While as I was going, I don't have time to read and do all the stuff that I need to do.
Yeah.
But I was missing out on that knowledge and hearing things. So now listen to, say, podcasts, listening to, say, like, audiobooks, and then going, right, I can do that while walking the dog.
Yeah.
So you have to there's this thing called stacking.
Hmm.
So you stack the things that you do already with new things so that you end up sticking to them because it doesn't seem like a new task or a new chore.
Right.
So it's a real way of applying what you want to do onto something else.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, if you were going to the gym in the morning time and you want to, like, listen to a podcast or whatever, but you were saying, I don't have time to listen to it in the evening, play the podcast on the way to the gym because you're going anyway.
Yeah.
And it helps to then get that routine going up about, like, okay, so I can do two things at once.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very... well, I would be like that in any way because I think I'm a natural sort of multitasker and I always tend to find a way. If there's something that I want to do, I always tend to find a way. Like, for example, I want to do a bit of yoga this week because my body was so tight. And I love it for having a bit of clarity and clearing my mind. But when I look at my schedule, there was no opening for a yoga class. It just wasn't happening. Like, realistically, it's 2 hours, you know, by the time you're going over doing the class and then leaving or whatever. Turns out the class for the gym wasn't free in the morning times, only the evenings. Now, evening training is not something that I do, and it's never something that I enjoyed in the past. But now, since I've changed my mentality around it and asked myself the why, like, what would I benefit from going, it was amazing. So that opened up. I ended up jumping in and taking a yoga class in the morning times. And I went back over and done the workout that evening. Yeah. And I felt incredible. And I feel amazing because they were on my checklist. They were things that I really wanted to do for myself. And when you do actually make a conscious effort and change your language and actually do them, the feeling afterwards is like, well, if you could bottle it up.
Yeah, honestly. 100%. And you said it earlier on, like, what you're doing, there's a why behind it.
Mm.
So the drive to get it done is more intense.
Yeah.
If there isn't a why there, if you're just doing it, say, for the sake of, say, somebody else, or you're just doing it because I have to get this done, it's easier. And it's your brain will say, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Reward yourself, Jessica. Sit down, watch that other movie. Do what you want to do. You know, so you have to say it's constant, Jess. This is the thing.
Well, this is what I'm finding as well. Like, it's only really this year that I've really, really started to put the work into myself, like properly put the work into myself. And it is an every day, like, you are constantly having conversations with yourself because you're constantly asking yourself, why, what can I gain, how can I benefit? And really, but when you start doing that, what, like, how everybody else around you benefits is amazing. Like, you're a better person to be around. You're much more uplifting. You give off a better vibe. Your family is much more content, happy. You're capable of so much more because you have all of that energy and you're in the right mindset.
Yeah, and that knock-on effect on with other people then as well. Like, sometimes you will lift somebody else up because of the way that you are.
Yeah.
And then there's other times where people won't want to hear that.
Yeah.
But then that's okay. That's on them. But be so aware to say, I'm not going to push that person for that.
Yeah. You know? Well, exactly. I get that, because you can have some friends sometimes that are just not in a place, you know, to hear what you have to say. And also, like, you don't want to be giving it to somebody that's not going to utilize it.
Receive it.
Yeah. Like
you're giving something to them. It's a gift. It's a gift that you're exactly, giving somebody. Yeah. And for them to receive it, they have to actually want to receive it as well.
Yeah.
So just be mindful of the gifts that you're giving away as well. And it is a gift.
100%. And even this podcast in itself is a gift.
It's a gift. It's
tell
a gift.
All your friends. It's a gift.
And it's a gift to all the people that listen, because we will talk, but somebody will get maybe one part of it goes, that really resonates with me. Another person might go, oh, Jesus, that doesn't make any sense to me right now. But then they might listen back to it, you know. And that's what you set out to do, is like just give people a little bit of whatever they might need at this moment in time so that they can drive themselves forward or sit with themselves and go, what is it I actually want?
Yeah.
Reflect, aim, just use all the things and just get better. We're built to be better at everything that we do. Like, we're amazing, and everyone has the opportunity to grow.
100%. And it's been there. Like, I'm reading a book at the moment, and this mindset goes back like from day dot. Like, and whoever is ready to receive it and whoever wants to live this sort of life and be honest with themselves and just do their best and be better, it's the only way, I find. And if this chat has helped you in any way, like I said, tell your friends, share it all over your social media platforms. Because do you know what? When I started it out, I really just started the podcast for me and thinking if I shared my story, it would definitely help a few others. And now I love doing it so much that I want to continue to do it all the time. So every share and every mention that we get on the podcast is just so important to me. And I appreciate all of your text messages and all the support, so thank you very, very much for that. And before we close the door on this conversation, I will finish with a nanny mantra, and I think it's quite fitting, so I'll end with one from my own nanny. And she used to say to me, you're not like everybody else, Jessie. And it's so true, you know, you're not like everybody else, and neither are you. So listen to yourself, be honest with yourself, and be accountable. Thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you.
I will be here again next week, if you're nosy enough. Do you think you can handle it? Do you think you could? Do you think you could handle it? Do you think you could?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.